is Space Waffles, a Star Wars podcast.
We have this information from Likewise, which is a personalized entertainment discovery platform. Takes your favorites and has an algorithm that helps you find your new favorites. So they have over 6 million users, and they got some interesting information about what each generation thinks of Star Wars and what their favorites are. So I want to ask you, what do you think, if any Star Wars project there is, TV show or movie, there's one that's number one for all generations? What do you think that is?
I mean, in the interest of full disclosure, before we were recording, when I heard about this, I said, let me guess, the most popular is Empire Strikes Back. And Candace said no. So in the interest of full disclosure, that would have been my first guess. But I'm going to guess The Mandalorian.
You're right. People like that helmeted dude, or is it more?
It's Grogu. It's 100%
it's Grogu. Yes. So we have to remember, since we have a Star Wars podcast, and also we're very active in the online fandom, and also we're friends with a bunch of nerds.
You know, yeah, like we have a different... Whereas like when I had students, like when I used to teach, even if they didn't really care about Star Wars, they knew who Grogu was.
And everyone has the same second one, and that's Star Wars A New Hope, which really surprised me. But I'm not sure if like some people just thought Star Wars, because it's listed just as Star Wars.
I wonder if it's because it's such a complete story, because Empire feeds into Return of the Jedi. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like most people's first one. So that's probably why.
Yeah. A New Hope. It's a classic. And it has some really great moments. That Death Star, X-Wing.
It's a classic for a reason.
Y-Wing. Yeah. It's very interesting. I'm not going to have you guess all of them because it would take us a little bit of time. But for Gen X and Boomers, their third favorite is Empire Strikes Back. While Millennials like Return of the Jedi, which I think it's because of the Ewoks.
I think so.
Because if you're a millennial who has seen Return of the Jedi, you probably saw it when you're a very small child because your boomer parent showed you. And you're like, oh my God, teddy bears.
As a kid, that probably would have been my answer. As an adult, Return of the Jedi is my favorite for a different reason.
Definitely.
It's because of the throne room Palpatine stuff.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking as like, these are probably people who have only seen like Star Wars like once or twice. And this is how they're ranking them. But Gen Z's third favorite is The Force Awakens, which just shows you the sequels.
Like four.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes perfect sense to me.
But interestingly, their fourth favorite for Gen Z is Revenge of the Sith.
That also makes sense to me.
Everything's on fire for them.
Well, that's not why. It's because that's the one that gets memed the most.
Definitely. You're right.
Other than The Rise of Skywalker, which gets memed for legitimate reasons. This one gets memed the whole, you were the chosen one, you were my brother. The whole, oh God, I have brought peace, security to my new empire. Like that whole thing is so viral and so memed. I think for that alone, like that's why they're fourth.
And that
favorite
goes into the fifth favorite of Gen Zers, and that's the Obi-Wan Kenobi series.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting? Like, they like Revenge of the Sith and then the Kenobi.
I like that. That makes me happy. I know we were all about Kenobi when Kenobi was out, but since it's come out, I feel like it's actually underrated.
But you're not going to like this, but Rise of Skywalker for Gen Zers is 8. And then Last Jedi is 9.
So here's the thing about kids. They're stupid. No, it's because their little brain. I shouldn't say that. It's because they can't comprehend the heavier themes of The Last Jedi. And they're like, wow, they fly now. Thing went boom. That's why. That's
okay. Sure. And I'm not going to list the rest of the Gen Zers, but I'm going to say their least favorite is Star Wars Clone Wars. Not the Clone Wars, but just Clone Wars.
The 2D?
Yes. Which I think he probably grew up with the Clone Wars and had no idea about the other Clone Wars.
The thing is, the 2D Clone Wars is a funny thing.
It slaps.
I enjoy it.
It's great.
It slaps, but It was one of those things which until it was like available on Disney Plus, it was like really hard to find. So they probably didn't grow up with it. And even if you did have it, like it was airing in between shows on, I don't know what it was in the States.
Cartoon Network.
Here. Cartoon Network in the States, Teletoon in Canada. So unless you have that, and unless you happen to be watching it while it's on, it wasn't like something you could schedule, like your favorite show is on at, let's say, 6 o'clock. I think it missed a lot of people until it hit Disney Plus. So that like makes sense to me.
For millennials, their favorites in order are The Mandalorian, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi, Empire Strikes Back, and then The Force Awakens, which I guess there is still a lot of prequel dislike because they rank after The Force Awakens is Revenge of the Sith, which I feel like everybody agrees is solid. Even when there was all this negativity against the prequels, people loved Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah. They were like, that one is the good one.
And they also ranked Rise of Skywalker higher than Last Jedi.
I'm telling you, it's just because people wanted to go in there and deal with mindless explosions. Oh my God, that's Palpatine. I know who that is. Thank you. Great. You and a six-year-old have the same comprehension. I hope you're proud of yourself. The most intellectual, quote-unquote, opinion I have seen about The Rise of Skywalker from anybody our ages, it was fun. That's nice. So is a roller coaster, but a roller coaster isn't here to, like, change things.
You're
I'm
listening
sorry
to this.
It was too I'm smart my for you. My God, like, just go look at a visual dictionary if you want to see familiar things that don't challenge your brain at all. Like, go look at a picture. Visual dictionaries have too many words for you. I don't even know what to say to this.
Okay, we're going to Gen X. And they also liked Rise of Skywalker more than Last Jedi.
Listen, sometimes the majority is wrong and the minority is simply more intelligent. That's okay.
Okay. Their least favorite in Gen X was Star Wars Visions, which I don't
guess they have bad taste. Like, the broader audience, I think, just has bad taste.
Okay.
Full stop.
We're trying to get the broader audience to watch.
You can cut that line out.
No, I'm keeping it.
Oh, okay. Hi. Hi, everybody.
There's Arzu's ad right there.
Come try to defend your position and I'll tell you why you're wrong. Or I'll block you if you're rude. Anyways, who's left? The boomers?
Yeah, the boomers are left and I'm mad at them because their second to least favorite is Star Wars Rebels and then the Bad Batch. So I might have to fight them.
Yeah. Did they rank Resistance higher? That's interesting.
Resistance isn't on this list.
Oh, that's even more interesting.
Yeah, Resistance isn't anywhere on anyone's list. They have Visions. They have Bad Batch. They have
Clone Wars.
Yeah.
But not Resistance. That's interesting.
Yeah, they even have the Ahsoka. They have all the series. Let me just do a little.
I don't know what to make of that.
Me either. But this is their favorites. After The Mandalorian, A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, The Book of Boba Fett.
Make get it.
Right?
They're their age.
Oh, yeah, it's perfect. They're taking butt. And then The Force Awakens. And then
Han Solo is their age.
And then Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Because they're getting there. It's like anything with old people in it. Like they grew up with it and then the stuff with old people.
And then it's Revenge of the Sith.
This is not a critique. This is just an observation.
Then it's Revenge of the Sith, The Rise of Skywalker, and then The Phantom Menace, and then Andor, and then The Last Jedi.
I don't believe this. So you're just all idiots. You know what? Actually, I take that back. If you have no taste, I don't want you liking my favorite movie.
I'm trying to, like, block myself from, like, this conversation.
No, Candace doesn't endorse any of this. We've not planned this ahead of time. This is 100% my opinion, and Candace does not endorse it.
Arzy's very tired, and it's late.
I'm exhausted. And
this might have been a mistake.
I'm exhausted. I'm going to get so roasted in these comments. This is my opinion. Y'all are entitled to your opinion. However wrong it may be. People think tea is delicious. Objectively, they are wrong. People think mushrooms are good. Objectively, they're wrong. Like,
She just mentioned two things she knows I love, which
most people hateful. Do.
I know, but it feels very hateful that you bring up the two things you know I love, tea and mushrooms, which
most
sounds really
big. Tea is actually one thing I wish I loved because I like it in theory. I just don't like it in practice.
Okay, on that note, anyway. Are you a tea drinker? No, you're going to get the tea people after you too, and the big mushroom.
My grandma's going to start leaving comments.
Hey, it's engagement.
The tea hate. Anyway, the okay, mushroom well, lobby's going to come after me.
Big mushroom. Spill the tea about what you think of Lars' crazy comments. And these are not endorsed by all members of the Waffle. Please calm down.
Yeah, and if you're rude, we'll just block you. But let us know what you think.
You can be passionate,
but polite.
Yes. I don't know what ours was today, but...
Wait, that was not polite, but you have to be.
Gotcha. Okay. Do as I say, not as I do. On that note, may the waffles be with you.